Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Migdalia Rodriguez, date of birth 11-16-1966, date of procedure March 28, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, DO, referring physician, Dr. Daniel Cardenas. Procedure performed as esophagogastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy palatectomy. Indication is acid reflux, common dysphagia, common hiatal hernia. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also a possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignant or cancer. Patient period. Patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia group, a well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope, was introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the, second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, then the G-junction and esophagus period, a retroflexy was obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular with evidence of early grade A ulcerative esophagitis, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation. Next line, there was a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a non-obstructive. Narrowed area in the distal esophagus correlating with a Schottky's ring, comma. Patient is status post CRE balloon dilation with 15, 16.5, 17 millimeter dilation. Period. This was held in each millimeter range for approximately 30 seconds, comma. Upon deflation, there was evidence of a small distal esophageal rent that was shallow. Period. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Diffuse tachyma biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a gastric fundus diverticula. Next line, there were 4 diminutive gastric body polyps, gastric body and fundus polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. Next line, assess response to dilation. Next line, recommend discuss acid reflux precautions. Next line, avoid NSAID. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Please go back to the description portion and also note after a retroflex view is obtained at the cardia period, a CRE balloon dilator was fed through the working channel of the scope. And once the distal esophagus was midway and once the balloon was midway in the distal esophagus, it was inflated to 15 millimeters, which was period. This was held for 30 seconds. Period. It was then increased to 16.5 millimeters, which was also held for 30 seconds. Period. The balloon was deflated, and there was no evidence of any rents noted. Period. The balloon was then increased to 17 millimeters. This was held for an additional 30 seconds. The balloon was deflated, and there was evidence of a small distal esophageal rent that was shallow. Period. The CRE balloon dilator was removed, period. and then proceed with air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Patient died of the procedure while without any complications. Thank you.